Okay, we are back on.
Yeah, I could conclude with some positive ideas as they occur to me about how anthropology and Alaska Native languages could work better together to mutual benefit. I know that we could learn a great deal from the Anthro Department, not only, of course, in being culturally, historically, cultural, historical background about things, which is the meat of the anthropology, but also in political, procedural matters like curriculum and graduate students, students generally, and advanced degree programs. But above all, by better working together, I dare say that anthropology, which up to now, all its degrees, to my knowledge, require no Alaska Native language anything, certainly require and hardly even allow any credit for any Alaska Native. Maybe the undergraduate or maybe even graduate degrees allow for Alaska Native language as one of the two foreign language requirements, but certainly you can do it by doing German and French, which are nearly irrelevant, forgetting about Russian, and certainly forgetting about Yupik or whatever, even if your work is exclusively in Yupik, you need to know French and German
right.
to get a PhD. You don't need to know Yupik. In fact, maybe you can't even know Yupik, or you can't get credit for taking Yupik, as I don't know, because so precious little of any of our course patronage is from anthropology. And so I honestly don't even know whether you can, are even allowed to use UPIC, a UPIC course for credit and for a graduate or undergraduate degree in anthropology. I know that none of my courses are allowed, and in fact, that maybe they're positively boycotted because the statistics would point to that, since I've had, I think, zero Anthro majors in the last 20 years. But the idea of the degree to which anthropology degrees, just to say it may be or probably all require physical anthropology and knowledge of molars or something, none of them, even social, require any Alaska Native language, and probably not even linguistics, for all I know. In other words, language is left out altogether of the anthropology degrees, and certainly Alaska Native languages are, although granted, yes, for getting a PhD, you should know Russian and French and German, mm-hmm. or maybe French and Italian will do too, or French and Spanish. But you don't need Russian. You don't need Alaska Native language, even if your entire research program is in Yupik. So there's a certain irony to that. And I dare say that just as we have been somewhat maverick and maybe to our own detriment in being too Alaska Native language and not general whatever, that do not purport to be a linguistics department, anthropology, in order to give PhDs, or maybe even to give a BA, requires not only no language, but hardly anything. Well, maybe it does require Alaskan something, but it does not include anthropology, and so the anthro students tend to be, when we were in the same building, never come down to the second floor except to use the bathrooms, we didn't know or see any of them unless we were perhaps working in their fields, but they never in ours.
Right.
And that was almost a rule. And things were beginning to change a little bit when we were segregated off and removed from any contact with anthropology. The only contact we now have, as far as I know, is personal relations that mainly I have with people in anthropology.
Right, yeah.
But there are anthropologists who have taken us seriously. I mean, look at Igor Krupnik, for example. And he knew how, and is still having more contact with us than anybody in anthropology, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, serious professional.
I understand.
And the part of the question also is relationship to and role in the life of Alaska Natives. We were conceived of as essentially working both ways with Alaska Native peoples, as contributing to them as well as they're contributing to us. And anthropology has a much older history here than we do, by some 1930, say, by some 40 years, and developed, well-developed academic program, but the obligation of that academic program to Alaska Natives, as opposed to mere use of Alaska Natives as subjects of study, has definitely very different from the way we were conceived. And it's true, I think, that in the recent years we're becoming more like anthropology rather than anthropology is becoming more like us. And in that regard. And I'm not so sure that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So out of the how many anthro majors there are on campus, how many of them are Alaska Natives, for example, is a significant question.
None, at least now. Oh, well, maybe one.
Well, so that, I mean, that's an important difference, and how that whole issue is addressed.
Well, I think.
Well, I'm happy to stop it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.